Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Quality Queen Control Season 2. If you are not following me on Instagram, what are you doing? Make sure that you head over to my Instagram at the Aisha Christina. Also, I'm sure you do know this by now. I mean, if you are listening to this podcast, you do know that I do have a YouTube channel where I talk about dating, personal development, and things like that. So I want to dive really quickly into this topic because I do have a lot to say. As I've evolved and, you know, in my experience, one of my favorite quotes is, "A wise person learns from everyone else's mistakes and a fool makes their own." And I say all that to say this, that in life, to be wise, yes, of course, it does come from, you know, experience and things like that. But I think for me, I resonate with this, I resonate with that quote because of the fact that I feel like what makes me wise is that I really learn the majority of the things, or life's lessons, I should say, from other people, and of course, myself. So we're going to be talking about romanticizing relationships. What do you do when you're in a situation where things end abruptly? Whether that be everything went completely amazing, you had so much fun with this person, and they just stopped talking to you, which is like ghosting, or all of a sudden there becomes a random disconnect. And I'm going to be transparent and let you guys know that I will be sharing my experience with this, because I've dealt with this for sure before, and it's not easy. And the reason why, you know, short answer is that it's because we don't have enough data to collect about someone. So all you have left are majority good memories, and it feels like the bad was fixable, and it feels like, okay, well, if I were to compare, we had way more fun and things were more positive than they were negative. So what is exactly going on here? So just to bring context and to help you guys understand what I'm talking about. So I remember I was dating this guy before, and this actually happened to me twice. So the first time it happened to me, I was dating this guy and everything was really amazing. He was a great communicator, and it was something that I definitely took notice of, but I was still definitely on guard because, you know, people do have to prove themselves. So I wanted to believe what this individual was saying and things like that, but he also was a little gaslighty. So I really didn't understand how organic it was, how consistent he was being and things like that, especially because it's difficult to tell because almost every guy is kind of consistent in the beginning. I was talking to this individual, and then literally he was very, very, it seemed like emotionally available at the time. But now looking back at it, he was definitely more of a gaslighter and came across as that because I think he wanted to be that. But really, I think he was hung up on his ex still, and also did have some suspicious drinking, excess drinking qualities, I should say. I don't want to label this person at all, but it was just very suspicious to me how often and in excess this individual had, you know, drank. Also, while still maintaining like a fitness lifestyle, like it just was very weird and didn't make any sense. It was like sabotaging yourself. How do you have any like energy to work out vigorously and burn all these excess calories, and you're not really eating that much, and you're also drinking excessively? It just doesn't align, right? Ultimately, it was a very, very confusing situation for me and a little like difficult for me to get over when it happened, because I felt like it was so confusing that, and nothing really happened between us, that I felt like, oh my gosh, I can never speak to this person again. It was more of, wait, okay, so what exactly happened? Like, I'm trying to log when, you know, I started noticing the inconsistency of, okay, because it always starts like this, Angels, the text that you get that's later than normal, right? This guy's messaging you every single day, good morning. And, you know, the older you are, you're not going to be on your phone talking to someone all day long on your phone. I mean, I think that's pretty mature. But you kind of have the understanding that this person is still interested. Maybe you get the good morning text, and maybe on their break from work, they'll text you again, or maybe they'll call you once throughout the day. You know, it's nothing in excess, but it still makes you feel like, okay, this person's still interested and they're being consistent. You always know, and if you don't, you should pay attention and log, honestly, even if you have to write it down. That way you have it to go back and reflect on of when it starts becoming inconsistent, because once it becomes inconsistent, it is never the same after that. Why? Because the charade is up. They can't keep it up anymore. Okay. The potential of who they were trying to be or thought that they were or pretending to be, whatever it is, they cannot keep that person up anymore. The mask is off, right? And what are they going to blame it on? Work. They don't really understand what's going on. All these different things. But ultimately, I say all that to say this. You're stuck in a weird place because it's like everything with this person was so good. So it's like, what is going on? Like, why does this have to happen? Maybe I can fix this, because clearly we get along very, very well. I feel like I played my cards right, especially in that situation. I definitely feel like I played my cards right. So I was really stuck in romanticizing this individual because I couldn't understand how it was irreconcilable, you know? And once you like feel like you lose a grip on something, you're going to now try to figure out how to get it back, you know? So there was all this like drama, and it prolonged way longer than it needed to, because that was the first time that that happened to me. So I was just very, very confused. Like, wait, clearly I think this can be resolved, because clearly we get along really well. I mean, I don't see why this isn't something that, you know, we can really fix, you know, their inconsistency. But at the end of the day, you have to just read it as such. And it is not an easy thing to do, which is why it's so hard. And that's why it is honestly almost better when you're in a longer relationship, because you have more data on this person to collect, and you know exactly why they made the decision they made or why things didn't work out, and it feels more solid. When something feels ripped from you, when all you have is just a majority of really, really good, you know, memories, and the shorter the relationship, the worse it is. And when I say short, I mean, I'm talking about like 2 weeks to a month. When you are in situations like that, it feels like, whoa, like, what was that? Like, wait, you, those are the situations that you obsess over. I mean, honestly, let me know if you can relate to this. That's why if a guy is texting you consistently for a week, even, or even 2 weeks, and then he just ghosts you, you start to become obsessive, because it's like, wait, what did I do? I don't understand. Like, what changed that you were so consistent with me for these past couple of weeks, and now all of a sudden you're not? And mind you, you were just reciprocating and mirroring the energy that this person was giving you. Or maybe you weren't even doing that. You were just being receptive to the energy they were giving you, but you were still being, you know, mindful.
about how you approach the situation. And once that person sort of shows less attention, you start to realize it and you turn around and you're thinking, okay, wait, did I do something wrong? Because like, why is the communication not there like that anymore? And it even, you know, sometimes in life situations just happen just because, and I don't know if that's just my life, but I know for me, I definitely feel like I have encountered so many different types of situations where I genuinely feel like I did zero to warrant, you know, that response, reaction, that event, however things transpired. It's like something, a random force is just stepping in and forcing something to happen that I had no control over at all, that almost had nothing to do with me. And it comes in the form of what? Being misunderstood, people just randomly feeling, you know, weird about you for no reason when you did nothing. And I'm not talking about, oh my God, I did nothing, but like I called him like six times. Like it's not that big of a deal. I'm talking about you actually really did nothing and things just change and energy just switches and you're just stuck. Like, wait, what is happening? That is the most unsettling feeling, to be ghosted, to be in a very, very short relationship, because it just feels like it came and gone. And it's difficult to get over because you feel like you don't have enough to even get over. You don't even have enough to understand why it ended. You're just stuck and you're confused in this place. And so the second time that this happened to me, I was dating this guy, and honestly, initially when I met him, I thought he was cute, but I was still very apprehensive because of how he went about, you know, dating me and things like that. It just wasn't really something that I was used to or something that I would normally accept. But I was like, oh, like, let me just be a little bit more, lenient, and not in terms of maybe standards, like, you know what I mean? But just more lax in my approach of what it is that we do, the activities that we do. So yeah, I started dating this person, and then something happened between me and this individual. Like, I kind of felt like he had very naturally selfish tendencies, and it just really turned me off. So ultimately I ended things with this person, and then, you know, that person responded by saying, you know, I'm sorry that I come across this way. I'm willing to work on things, yada, yada, yada. I still was on the fence about it because I was just upset that how I felt at that time was how I felt. Like, I just felt like I shouldn't have drawn the conclusion that I have drawn regardless. But I was like, you know what? If this person is saying that they, you know, want to work on things and whatever, and they're expressing that they care, okay, why not, right? So I get back with this person, and, you know, everything was pretty good. It was pretty amazing. I always still felt like I had one foot out the door because I was still uncertain, but I do see qualities that I do like in this person. And there was, you know, for a short time, you know, a period where I felt like we were really in sync and aligned. And then it just felt like out of nowhere. I remember one week there was just a disconnect. Like, I can't even explain to you. It just felt like we were just miscommunicating over very, very basic things. It was scary. You know, to be specific, I remember he basically said, hey, we should do dinner or something. And the way he worded it, I assumed that he was saying, let's go to dinner. But somehow it translated to him as, I'm going to cook him dinner. And I'm not sure where he drew that conclusion from. And he said that it was because I said I wanted to make him a vegan meal or something. And even if I did say that in past conversation, I was confused on how that meant specifically that day. I was just very confused. I also remember telling him in the beginning of us being together that I like definite plans. So I already knew, now looking back, that the energy was weird, how he worded, hey, maybe we can do dinner one day this week. And I had to choose, you know, the day. Now, this guy is young, you know what I mean? Younger than what I normally would date. So that's my issue too. Like, This is why, to be honest, I don't enjoy dating guys in their 20s, just because they are not mature and they think that at every turn of their decisions, they are so certain in that moment. And then their minds are so fickle and subject to change. And I'm the type of person where I am very decisive and intentional, and I like security. And I think for the most part, all women are like this. I don't enjoy mystery in people. I don't like feeling on edge about people. Like, I don't enjoy that feeling, but some people do. And for me, yeah, it just feels very unstable. So with this person, I was just that feeling in the beginning when I ended things with this person, it was just like, I don't know. I felt like this person was super indecisive, and that was more of the energy that I was getting. But then when things were kind of in sync for a little bit, I guess it sort of drowned those things out, because it felt like we were pretty good at communicating with one another, of expressing how we felt. Like, if I told him something bothered me, he was really receptive to it. He wasn't combative at all. And I really, really liked that about him a lot. And that's a quality that I definitely do look for in a guy. So there are good things for sure. But then on that 1 week where things were disconnecting, I have no idea, you know, even still why to this day, the feeling already felt familiar to me of, okay, because this is like the second time I feel like I've kind of encountered something similar. But of course, this situation was way healthier and different and much more enjoyable, in my opinion. So yeah, we ultimately decided to just, you know, end things because the energy was off. And the reasons why this individual, you know, drew the conclusion they drew made zero sense. And it made me think, wow, I have evolved a lot, because the old me, I feel like I would have been kind of like obsessive of, oh my gosh, like, no. Like, why did this happen? Maybe I wouldn't have voiced it to them, but I would have definitely been in my head internalizing and thinking, I'm very confused on how we drew this conclusion and what all of a sudden changed. But at the point that I'm at right now, you know, in my life, I am so secure and comfortable with myself. I genuinely am okay with letting people think whatever, letting people do whatever they need to do for themselves, you know, because everyone, you know, needs to self-preserve. So it's like, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to, you know, prolong something that shouldn't be in my life, because all this is doing is making room for what needs to actually be in my life, you know? So I think it's not an easy thing to actually draw this conclusion, because it definitely comes with a lot of self-work, a lot of self-healing, to be okay with situations seeming like they are heading in one direction and then they just completely go off course, and to genuinely be okay with it and not pry and try to figure out a million reasons why, you know, things didn't work out. Because at the end of the day, no matter what conclusion you draw, it's not going to bring that person back. It's not going to make anything any better or different. Because if somebody's already feeling one way about you, at least this is how I feel, then it's like, okay, look, I don't really care enough to explain when I already know that there's a, you know, the conclusion has been drawn. So it's like, I don't really have the energy to unconvince someone of a conclusion that they've already drawn, especially considering the data that I've gathered. I do feel like this person is way more indecisive than they are not. And it felt like the times that we got along the most was when this individual was operating in their potential and in their, I even want to say their higher self. And that actually brought me so much comfort when I thought about that, because it made me realize that, wow, I actually connected with someone when they were the best version of themselves, and which means I'm the best version of myself, and I'm disconnecting with someone when they are, you know, not the best version of themselves and that they're not ready. Do you guys understand what it is that I'm saying? Like, when things feel very in sync with the person, and I mean like genuinely and intuitively in sync, that is because the energy is being matched. The second that there's a disconnect, it means that that person, or, you know, the energy's of course shifted and different. And that's because that individual is not operating in the same, you know, energy or spirit that they were before, right? And this has nothing to do with you as an individual. That, you know, situation that happened with me and that guy has nothing to do with me as an individual. It has everything to do with him and himself, you know? And it really boils down to, just because someone doesn't see your value, or maybe they did and they liked it and they had glimpses of it, doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're devalued now. It's really just as simple as sometimes things happen and it just doesn't work. You know, mail is sent to, you know, the wrong address all the time. Your job is to make sure that you return to sender. Your job is to make sure that the mail that was delivered to the wrong address doesn't stay at the wrong address. That you're not going to open up someone's mail and be like, okay, well, let me just see what they have, you know, in here some more. When someone draws a conclusion, think about it like this. I would rather sit with the uncomfortability of, you know, and maybe a little hurt and sadness of things ending with this individual, then the pain of growing more feelings for somebody, prolonging what already, you know, was, and digging myself into a deeper hole. That's what it is at the end of the day. And let me tell you something. If you are someone that is intuitive and you listen to your intuition, because we all have one, you need to pay attention to it. When you get a feeling about something, it is not because you are crazy. It is because you are feeling a certain energy shift, and you need to be able to differentiate when that happens. If you cannot, then you need to continue to work on yourself so that you trust yourself enough to know, okay, that what I'm feeling is real and for a reason. And I say that to say this: when the energy shifted, I knew it. I was telling my friends, I was like, something is very off and I cannot put my finger on it. Something is very much off. And I remember the day before I actually, you know, things ended with this individual, I said to one of my friends, I said, I'm done. I just want this to be over. Because it just felt like too much work at that point, and it felt a little exhausting because it was too soon and way too early for kind of all the things that have transpired to have transpired, you know, in the sense of too much emotional, you know, back and forth. You understand? So when you're in a situation where you are ghosted by a guy, you know, all of a sudden his feelings change. Of course, we all want to know why this happened. What made this individual draw this conclusion? And it just boils down to some guys, they are just not ready. You cannot scare away the right person. Case in point, even in this little situation, it was like when I said to this person, I don't think we're going to work out. And this person was like, no, I want to see where things are going to go. I still would like to see you. You know what I mean? This person cared at that time. It's like, it feels very comforting to us. And it feels like, wow, okay, well, thank you for being open and communicating. I always say this to you guys. Men that really are invested in your, you know, well, they like you and they care for you, they're always going to come from a place of why. They're always going to want to understand why you feel the way that you feel, how you drew that conclusion. Guys that don't care are just going to be like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, we can just like part ways. You know, they're not going to be invested in hearing what you have to say, making sure that you're okay, calling you, doing all these things. They're not going to be able to go the distance. And I know that, you know, people say it takes 30 days, no, 3 months to kind of get to know somebody. But I honestly think just to get a gist of how someone is, you can tell in the first 30 days Because guys that are not really meant to be in your life, they actually can't go the distance of 30 days. Pay attention. I promise you. Like, I don't know if I came up with this theory on my own, but it really is true. Unless they're a phenomenal actor. But like, again, trust your intuition. Something is going to happen within those 30 days. There will be a day where maybe you might get a late text. Something is going to be weird, incongruous, energy shift. Like, pay attention, angels, because there are always signs. I do not believe in, oh my God, I'm so blindsided. I have no idea how this happened. I mean, how could you have not? I just don't believe that. There are always signs that somebody's being distant, that you are not on the same page. You can feel it. Pay attention to body language, right? I remember when I was hanging out with this individual and I felt like his body language changed. It felt like there was like, I remember because we used to work out together. I remember there was when we met up at the gym, it almost looked like when we approached each other, like he stepped back for a second. Like he, you know what I mean? And I noticed that right then and there. And I was like, okay, I have no idea what's going on with this person, but they're just very confused and back and forth in their energy. And it felt like at that time, he responded very well to my distance when I would kind of zone out, be in my own head. You know, he would, you know, kind of more interact with me and whatever. But then there were also like a little bit awkward moments where there would just be like silence. Like it was just, it was very weird. And at the end of the day, it takes a lot of maturity and emotional maturity to handle a situation like this. And what also made it a little easier, I'm not even going to lie to you, is the fact that this person has zero social media, which I actually realized also I love, because aside from me feeling very peaceful about everything, you don't even get the inclination like, oh, let me check his social media. Let me see what he's posting. Let me see what he's doing. It's just, it's so healthy. You know, especially for someone like me, that, you know, what I do, you know, being, I guess, an influencer, even though I don't like that name, it's so amazing that you don't have to, you don't even have the option of checking on this person and seeing what they're doing. It honestly forces you to just get over it, like, as soon as possible. But also the place that I'm in my life right now, it's, you know, the older you become, it does get easier to let things go because you just have the understanding that something better is coming. And you don't have to demonize someone's character just because, you know, something didn't work out. You know what I mean? That's not how it goes. Like, there was no drama. There was no huge fight. And I get, for some people, that makes it more confusing. It's like, wait, why can't we work through this? Like, we get along. There's no fight. There's, like, no nothing. And it's like, no. Sometimes people just, like, you know, they come in for 30 seconds in your life, and that was just that. And there are always lessons to learn. I feel like certain people bring out super motivating energy out of me, and I feel like that was what this person brought to me. Like, he really motivated me and propelled me in my own way, you know, and made me feel very autonomous and like I really, you know, feel like I can push myself with my fitness goals. And I don't know, I just felt like there was so much positive. And I also realized that there were qualities in that individual that I know that I want to have in the person that I'm going to ultimately end up with. And I just feel like because of that situation that had happened, it and how fast it left at the time, it made me realize like, wow, I think my person is definitely coming soon, because, you know, it just came and left so fast. But I feel like it was like weirdly and oddly a really positive experience for me. So I don't know. It's just like, I feel like, wow, I am ready to release this and everything is going to be fine. So I just want to encourage you guys that when you're in situations that things just keep happening to you, sometimes you really just got to take a break and take a breather and go through the pain. I feel like I have a high tolerance for emotional pain, not physical pain. But emotional pain, I can just suffer through something and whatever. It doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt. It doesn't mean that it hurts less. It's just that I just can go the distance of getting over it. I like to sit in the loneliness, even if it hurts. I want to sit in the loneliness. I don't want to numb myself and, oh my gosh, this situation ended. Okay, well, fine. I'm going to get on Tinder. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do that. And of course, it takes experience to know to not do those things. I mean, of course, there was a point in time where maybe if something like this happened, I'm like, oh, I'm just so bored. Like, let me hop on an app to just like fill the void in my head. Of course, you experience something like that. But at the end of the day, what is that really going to bring you? Like, if you believe in energy, you're just going to probably attract more people that are kind of in a weird energy themselves, where, because think about it, you're operating out of, you know, numbing yourself. You're not operating in your higher self. You're trying to numb yourself. This situation just happened to me. Okay, I need to get over this. I need to distract my mind. I need to, you know, start talking to someone else. I need to fill that void and get that attention back so I'm not thinking about this individual, instead of just sitting in, you know, the sadness a little bit and the pain and maybe even the awkwardness and just suffering through it and channeling it into something that improves you. Being with someone else immediately after something went, you know, not in the best way for you is not going to improve yourself. Maybe if you channel that energy into, you know, working out, you know, reading, like something that's productive for enhancing your mind and, you know, figuring out how to avoid something like this again and reflecting and having, you know, jotting down how this came about so that you can avoid something like this happening again is what's actually going to improve you. I understand if you're listening to this right now and it's like, I was just ghosted and I just don't understand what happened and like, this keeps happening to me and I don't understand what I did. And I kind of, you know, want this person to still be in my life. And I want him to understand that like we can still be friends, like all these different things. And it's like, unfortunately, it doesn't matter. I hate to tell you that, but it's like when people have an opinion of you, it's because they just probably need to soothe their own ego. If somebody needs to tell you, you know, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday and she was telling me that, you know, a situation happened between her and a guy and like she really is the one that should be upset. And instead she feels like she is chasing him down to kind of let him know, hey, like no hard feelings, like we're cool. Like I don't have any issue with you. And I said to her, if he literally has to lie to himself, or if he genuinely feels, because that's a disconnect in energy, that you are trying to message him to be his friend just to have him in your life in any capacity, then let him think that. Don't speak to him anymore. And you have to be okay with being misunderstood by people. And I know it is not easy, okay? Think about what I do. Having a platform, people misinterpret things that I say all the time, especially on my roster video. When I talk about having a roster, you know, and people are like, oh my gosh, is she endorsing cheating? And I'm just like, huh? Why would I ever endorse being unfaithful in a monogamous relationship? I have never in my life said such a thing, and I never will because I don't believe in that. If somebody is going to be dedicated to you, then you need to do the same. I'm not saying, you know, keep your options open. I'm saying keep your options open if you are single. And that individual is single too. Why would you be faithful to somebody that is single? That doesn't make any sense, right? So that's what I meant. But I say all that to say this. You have to be okay and, you know, with being misunderstood. People tell themselves things to soothe their own egos all the time, especially guys. You know, bro, she's crazy. Bro, she tried to do this. Bro, like, you know, and they just love running with that story because it soothes their ego, because they're not ready to admit that, hey, I thought that this is something that I wanted, Or maybe I didn't maybe have the best intentions and, you know, maybe I got what I wanted and I, you know, I'm not really that interested anymore. And really it's scientific, angels. If a guy genuinely, like they say, like, why shouldn't you have sex prematurely, right? It's because once the testosterone is released, it literally blocks a guy from falling in love with you and having feelings for you if that is done too soon. For women, because we release oxytocin, it makes us want to cuddle. It makes us, you know, more emotional and connected to the individual that we are intimate with. But for guys, it's just like a release thing. So if you do this prematurely sometimes, because everything is circumstantial, but for the most part, you don't want to have sex with anyone prematurely because it literally scientifically will block them from actually gaining feelings for you. Again, I did not say that's the case every single time, but it is the case majority of the time, right? And why open yourself up to that potentially happening if you know that that's not something that you want to happen? Because then you have to focus on how to undo it. And by the time that happens, a lot of, you know, ridiculous and toxicity happens in the meantime, between time. So that is the science behind why you don't want to move too soon with someone. That's it. If somebody really is interested, you can't push away the person that is right for you, the person that wants to be with you, the person that wants to try to understand you. You can't push it away. There's nothing you can do. You can literally break up with them. They'll still want to be with you. All these things. So if someone is going to be super passive about how they approach you, about planning things with you, about, you know, you always have to initiate everything. Hey, when are we hanging out? Hey, like, what are you up to? All these things, that is a clear indication that you guys are not on the same page. And if you're going to continue to drive, you know, the train, then this person is going to fall back. Remember, the egg doesn't chase the sperm. This is science, angels. The egg does not chase the sperm. You have to keep remembering this. It is basic and simple. If he's interested, you will know. How do you know? He messages you. How do you know he's not serious? He ignores a text from the night before when you guys were texting and responds to your Instagram story. That's not the case maybe every single time, but you can just feel the energy. Pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to your intuition. You know. Believe you and me, you know. You know the difference. You know the difference between, oh my God, so sorry I didn't respond to your text last night. I fell asleep, versus I literally was with someone else last night and I'm going to pretend like I went to bed early and I'm going to text you before I go to work so that it seems like I just went to bed early. You know the difference. You can feel it. Something is off. You're not being paranoid. Something is off. And we all know guys love running with the story of, bro, she's crazy. She like tried to do this and that. And it's like, all right, you know, let people think whatever to soothe their fragile egos. At the end of the day, a man, a real man, is going to keep his word. A real man is going to be loyal. A real man is going to be decisive and knows what he wants. What do we want? Real men. Not boys who like want you today and not tomorrow and unsure and afraid of commitment and have so many things that they need to work on, because I know the place in my life that I'm in. So I need someone to match that energy. It's always going to be a disconnect if I'm a super decisive person. I know what I want. I know what I want to do. And then someone that I'm with is like, they don't even know what they want to do in the next couple of hours. They're just floating through life. It's not going to happen. And nothing good can come from that. If I like to plan things and someone else likes to just wait till the day of to see if it may or may not happen, there's always going to be a disconnect there, you know? And there are ways that you could be different from someone, but it can also be very complimentary or complimentary. Am I saying the right word? You can be different than someone, but it complements one another, right? That's a thing. But for the most part, when it comes to non-negotiables, you know, like, let's say you like to do fine dining. You like nice restaurants. Let's say this guy likes to just stay home all the time. That's like a conflict in interest. You know what I mean? What you always want to do is you want to make sure that whoever you're with is open. Maybe you meet someone and they may not like all the things that you like when you first meet them, but because they like you so much and because maybe they've never been exposed to it, they're still open to doing those things. That is ultimately what you want. You don't want someone that's going to be so, you know, stubborn and stuck in their ways that they don't want to, you know, try anything new. And you also don't want to be with someone that thinks that they know what they want and they're certain in the moment and then they turn around and they're not. And you can tell when someone is just super indecisive. You can just listen to what they say. Listen to what they say. Oh, where do you want to be in the next 3 years? Where do you see yourself next year? Right? I really don't like think that far ahead. I kind of feel like, you know, life should just happen organically. And you know that you're someone that knows where you want to be. It's like, okay, a lot of the times guys that have no idea what they want to do in life are usually unstable people. There's no way that a man can be so indecisive about what he wants to do, but be certain that he wants to be in a relationship. He hasn't found a commitment for himself yet. He hasn't committed to himself yet and rooted himself in something that's purposeful for his life. So there's no way he's going to commit to a relationship of any sort because he hasn't established that. And this is something that I find to be quite common, that a lot of guys that are very indecisive and unsettled in their life, in their job, their career, finances, they are the ones that, you know, kind of play games, whether it's intentional or not, with girls because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what tomorrow looks like. You know what I mean? It tells you a lot about that individual, which is why it's more attractive to women to want to be with guys that are more established because it gives us security. You understand? So I know it's difficult to not, you know, romanticize when there's so little data and you feel like everything was perfect, but you have to force yourself to let go. In the pain, in the sadness, okay, there is, I promise you, there's a silver lining. There's a rainbow at the end. I promise you. You have to just force yourself. It's building your character. It's making you stronger. It's preparing you for who is meant to be in your life. I promise you, you have to find comfort in knowing this and not forcing anyone to do anything or forcing anyone to be in your life. Let people do what they want to do so you could see what they would rather do, period. Period. People change for themselves. Right? So I hope this encourages you guys, and I love you guys so much. I just love recording these podcasts. It's so therapeutic for me. And I love you, angels, so much. I will see you guys in my next episode. Make sure that if you haven't already, you check out Quality Queen merch, guys. I see you guys tagging me on Instagram when you guys are receiving your stuff. Please tag me. I want to repost you. I will repost you for sure. And I have a lot of exciting content coming for you guys on my channel. So I'll see you guys next week. Mwah.